All right, good morning, everyone. If any, poor Marlena. Here it's off, dude. So if anyone wants to come to the front, yeah, come on up. That'd be great.
All right.
Beautiful. Morning, guys. So this will be for everyone, too, not just the kids, right? But we're going to go over a little bit of last week, but our message, hey, Sebastian. So we're going to go over weighty authority. And so maybe you guys remember last week. Do you guys remember what we talked about last week? We're going through the commandments, the Decalogue, right? And what do you remember about the fourth commandment? Man, you did it word for word. That's pretty good. Someone's been studying. Yes, remembering the Sabbath day and keeping it holy. Yeah. And now, how do we keep the Sabbath holy? Correct. Exactly. By stopping our ordinary work and worshiping Him. That's really good. Okay. I'm done. Good job, parents, right there. So if you guys are scripture today, we're going to turn to Exodus 20, and we're going to look at verse 12. So Exodus 20, verse 12, and we're also going to look at a little bit of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. So I'll have those read in a sec. But real quick, I'm going to read you the questions, and that way you can kind of memorize them, and then we'll go over with scripture. So my first question is, who did God command the Israelites to honor in the fifth commandment? So keep that in your mind. What promise did God give those who kept his command? Okay. And then how did the Apostle Paul apply the fifth commandment to parents? So keep those in mind. I'm going to read the verses real quick and we'll go back on that. So Exodus 20, verse 12 says this, honor your father and your mother that your days may be prolonged in the land which Yahweh your God gives you. Honoring your father and mother. See the theme. Ephesians 6, 1 through 4 says this, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So you're seeing the theme of this is the commandment, the fifth commandment, honor your father and mother, the authority, the aspect, the obedience in them. So now let's go back to our questions. Who did God command the Israelites to honor in that fifth commandment? Honor your father and mother. Yeah, simply put, father and mother. Very good. What promise did God give those who kept that command? So as the first commandment with that promise, what were they promised through that commandment? If you honor your father and mother, then sort of. It will eventually, but this what it leads to is you'll live a long life in the land of Canaan. Remember, it says that your days may be prolonged. So now it doesn't promise you'll live, you know, forever. Like we talked this morning, you are immortal until God takes you when the time is right. But in that, it does say, hey, your life, you'll live a more sound life to serve your parents in obedience versus not obeying them. It could lead you down a very dark path, a sinful path. But it says the long life in the land of Canaan under the new covenant. So God promises a far greater blessing to those who keep his commandments through repentance and faith, you know, going to Christ, repenting and turning away and going to him. Also eternal life in the new earth to come. Now, how did the Apostle Paul apply the fifth commandment in Ephesians to the parents? You're right. No, that's really good. So, now, yeah, he called parents to use their God-given authority in love for the physical and spiritual good of the children. Physical and spiritual of the children. So we are, all our parents, we are called to lead our families. That is a God command, and that's what we must do. So you see how Paul applies that, and it wasn't something new. He took it from the commandment. So what's our main idea? It's going to be that we must honor those in authority over us, and carry out authority honorably. You know, in our day, we all have to have authority under somebody. We have somebody above us, right? And I'll go into that a bit here. So let's just think for a sec. What's something really heavy to you guys? Can you tell me, like, the heaviest thing you ever picked up? Ever moved? You guys ever moved a safe around or a big rock? Yeah? Was it pretty heavy? Like, you could do it, you couldn't do it? Yeah. What about you, Marlene? What about you? Your bed, okay. What is it, Tempur-Pedic, purple mattress? Yeah, those are heavy. That's like 200 pounds. I couldn't move it. But okay, so heavy bed, heavy rock, heavy things. So heavy that maybe you're not able to lift it, okay? And so now you strain and you struggle to move this thing, but the weight is simply too much. Did you know that the Bible tells us that God is weighty? You ever heard that? God is weighty. And it's what the word glory means. The weight of God's glory on us as fallen, sinful creatures to a mighty, holy, thrice God. That's a lot of weight. So God's glory is his weightiness, is what I'm saying. It is the same word for which we get the word honor, right? Where we get that from, honor your father and mother. So we honor and glorify God. That's what we're commanded. Give God truly what he deserves, honor and glory. So we honor and glorify God when we respond correctly to his weightiness with our hearts and lips and our lives. We live it out. We live that out through what the scriptures tell us about him, what he's done and who he is. So the Bible doesn't call us to honor only God. Who else are we supposed to honor? Yeah. Mother and father. Yes, very good. That's a good answer. So it doesn't call us to honor only God, but however, it also calls us to honor those whom God places an authority over us, including our parents, teachers, elders, bosses, and government leaders. You know, for accountability reasons, I have one of the lead back there I work for over there. So she sees this, I'm accountable, right? I'm under authority. No pressure. So these people are in weighty positions, and God commands us to respond correctly to their weightiness by honoring them, right? Now, honor toward our parents will show itself in how we speak and about them and to them, right? You respect your parents, you speak kindly to them, you're respectful. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You know, that's how it'd be in obedience. It's a wonderful joy to do that, okay? It will show itself in our actions, ordinarily leading to us to obey. But honor is different from obedience because we live in a sinful world, right? And sometimes those authorities over us may call us to disobey God's word. Has that ever happened to you? Has someone told you something to do, but it was against what the scripture said? Yeah? I've been down the road too. I remember when they told me to steal one time. And sadly, in my weakness, I did steal. But in those situations, you don't want to break God's word and defy him. Now, in those cases, we must follow God as our greatest authority, right? But though there are times to disobey our earthly authorities, there's never a time not to honor them, right? You know, I'm out of my house. I'm not with my parents right now. I am cleaved away with my wife. That's my responsibility. And I'm not under really my dad's authority, but I can still honor him because he is my father, right? So God gives authorities to parents and pastors and even presidents, right? You know, not only so they can sit on a throne and boss others around, but so that we can use their weighty positions for the good under them, right? We shouldn't lead just with that authority. Like when I raise my children, you know, we're taught with the rod in communication. I can't just be an authoritarian and say, you must do as I say or else. I can't just spank them and leave them off. That doesn't work. I can't just communicate with them because there's not much firmness in that. I like to use both. To reach to him, to disciple him, to bring him out of death and restore him when he does fall away. So we don't use it in an angry, authoritative way. And that's, parents shouldn't do the same way either. So think about how God uses his authority. We see in the scriptures how he uses his authority. He uses it in what? Starts with an L. Love. Yes, he uses it in love for our good. And in this command, he calls fathers and mothers to do the same. How you respect your parents, we respect you, and we show you love through what Christ has done for us on the cross. You know, when I tell my son to listen to me, it's not because I said to listen to me and obey me, but it's because God commands that. So it's not really him obeying me, it's obeying God. And I'm just an agent called by God to raise my family, because they are gifts from us. You are gifts from God to your parents. Okay? Huge, huge burden. Lovely, amazing gift. It is hard. And I only have a 3-year-old. I don't have teenagers. So I don't know. I haven't been through that yet. But it's coming. So parents are to understand the weightiness of their position under God and to use it for the physical and spiritual good of their children. I'm held responsible for raising my family, and if I don't do that, I'm not honoring God's commands and I'm disobeying him. I'm under his authority, and I need to teach my children how to have the fear of the Lord in them and awe and reverence of who God is and what he's done. A lot to say, I know. I may be off time. So how does our call to honor our parents relate to the call to honor God? How does that relate, honoring parents and honoring God? I love it. Yeah, exactly. You're right. So God, like I said, ultimate authority, and we honor him by responding to his weighty being, his honor and glory and position over us. Remember, we are created as creatures under authority of him. That's in his design. And God has given some of his authority to us, like me, a parent, to lead us. Because of the weighty position, we honor God, respect, and obey him. We don't do it out of just, we obey in a sense, but we desire to obey him. The law is delightful, it says in Psalm 1:1. Your laws are a delight to us. We learn the word of God because we are called to obey him. That's truly a command. We are called to obey him, simply put. And we obey him because we fear him in awe and reverence. I could say that over and over. Awe and reverence, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of our wisdom. Now, do we always have to honor those in authority over us? Yeah? You say no? What do you think? Yeah? Okay. But yes, yeah, we are too called to honor them. Even, hear this, even when our parents fail to love us as they ought to, we are still to understand the weight of their position under God and respect them with the words and actions. Hard thing to hear, because I grew up with parents that weren't really believers. And at times I didn't want to listen to my dad. I still had to honor him. And I didn't do it very well when I was younger, but now I see the truth of the scripture in honoring your parents. Now, last question, and we'll be done with prayer. How are those in authority to use their position? How should ones that are authority over you, how should they use their position? Yeah. Yeah, and they're not to be selfish and not to use their authority not for themselves, not for their own selfish gain, but for the good of those under him, right? So like God, parents are to use their position in authority to lovingly serve their children. Lovingly. So we are image bearers of God. We want to be Christ-minded and towards sanctification, grow in Christ-likeness, and we want to lead our children in that way too. And the scripture says, honor your father and mother, the days may be prolonged in which land Yahweh your God has gives you. So there's a lot of truth in that, honoring your family. And you'll have authority in all the rest of your life. You're always going to be under somebody, right? Ultimately, our authority is God. Okay, let's go into prayer and we'll go into the worship. Father, we thank you for this time to understand a small factor of your authority, that you are the ultimate authority, and it should be us too, as the creatures created by you, that we serve the Creator, and that it's not a daunting thing to serve your laws, Lord, and obey you. It is a joy, it is a delight for the believers. It brings peace to our minds, it brings boundaries in our lives, and it sets us apart from the world. Let it be that we take delight in your word and your law, and that you are a sovereign, holy, thrice God, and you care for your children. And now, from a wrathful judge to a loving father, we praise you and glorify you, that you've forgiven sins that past, present, and future, and we praise you. And it's in your name we pray, amen.